So when I was in first grade, I acquired the prestigious title of a SPED. A SPED is just someone who receives special education services. So most of you probably don't know what that is, so let me paint you a picture. There I was, little meek, skinny Tamar in first grade, like hair bigger than my body. I'm sitting in class next to my best friends, and in first grade, you're learning like basic concepts, like how to add and subtract, how a little caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly. But the teacher was probably thinking, okay, like the students understand this concept. No, so wrong. I would sit in class so clueless, thinking about probably like my lunch, the play date I was gonna have after school, and I was just so behind in the concepts we were learning. And so halfway through the year, I was diagnosed with a language-based learning disability, which is essentially the way I process information. And we believe that's because I simultaneously learned English and Armenian when I was growing up. So heading towards the end of elementary school and middle school, I would get pulled out of the classroom with my best friend multiple times a day. And in these sessions, we would learn reading skills, basic writing skills. And looking back on it, it seems kind of sketchy, two little girls leaving the classroom with a reading specialist, and then we would magically reappear a couple hours later. And so in those sessions, we would have to read a couple of paragraphs or whatever, for example, and at the end, they would give us like a couple goldfish or a few gummies as our incentive. Didn't help the fact that I was still an illiterate child. And so heading into middle school, not only was I killing it academically, but I solidified my spot on the C team in soccer. Our coaches were the husbands of tiger moms who would come to practice in their suits, still from work, had their fifth Dunkin' Donuts of the day, just like running off of pure caffeine. And then they would get these girls together. Half of them didn't want to be there. And it was just, we had some real camaraderie, you could say. So I really enjoyed soccer. I loved it, but nothing really clicked with me until I started to grow a little. And that didn't help with the fact that I was still struggling academically, but it was kind of a way for me to release this struggle in school and I could release my tension and stress. So going into high school, like I said, I grew a little. I became a little bit more speedy and I was hungry to make varsity soccer. And unlike the other girls, my dad didn't get me on the A team my entire childhood. So I made varsity, woo! And then that didn't help the fact that I was still so embarrassed and I hated being called a sped in school. My confidence was not boosted whatsoever. There was instances where I would be in the classroom and teachers would talk about other students' confidential information, and so kids would now like have this information as like gossip. And other times, teachers would be like, "Oh, Tamar, do you want to finish your test like before or after school?" And I was like, "Why? The whole class didn't need to know that. Thank you." And so it wasn't until the beginning of my sophomore year that I decided to take a honors modern European history class. Mistake. I was like, "It's history, I'll be fine." But the teacher had a difficult reputation, so I was again ready to take on a challenge. And throughout that year, I kind of started boosting my confidence by understanding the readings. I understood the basic concepts, but when it came time to the tests and applying my knowledge, I just couldn't do it. And so throughout that year, I kind of hit that magic number of 77 on every test. I would just get 77 over and over and over again. Like, I felt like even if I didn't study, I would still get a 77. And by the end of the year, my teacher he saw that I was working so hard, and I did understand what the course material was, but something wasn't clicking. And so the following year, he offered to help me with my writing. And so for a given assignment, we would sit down, craft my ideas, my thoughts, and find the ways to connect the dots. And so for a given essay, it would take maybe 10 to 15 hours to just get out 4 pages. And a lot of times, after he would grill me with questions, after we would write an essay once, he'd be like, "No, Tamar, rewrite, that sucks." I was like, "Fantastic, it's due tomorrow." But what I realized was it wasn't until those moments where I needed to fail in a comfortable environment to realize that I was the only one that was going to change the way I thought and the way I learned. And I was finally able to critically think and write with purpose and write with passion that everything lined up. And so it's with great joy that I can say that I'm a student athlete here at Loyola, and I'm on the dean's list. Thank you.